Back here at the Devil Radio Studios, Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local each and every week. Glad to have you along the ride with us here on this Saturday. Featuring music from Living Color. Great band, like I talked about. Really do love it. Actually, that song you were just hearing a clip from has, in my estimation, there's actually two guitar solos in that song. And in my estimation, those are two of the top five rock guitar solos of all time. If you would like to dispute me on that, that's fine. But that's my opinion on it. Man, incredible guitar solos in that song. And not tapped either. Picked all by quick picking. And if you've ever played guitar, you know how tough that can be. Incredible guitar solos in that song. Now, I did want to say this about the last feature I was talking about with the Progress Center for Black Women and Sabrina Madison. If it doesn't work out today to catch up with her, we will talk with her on a future show. She's a great member of Dane by Local. She's, again, a great member of our community and really want to feature and highlight what she's doing. So that would be fantastic in addition on an upcoming Let's Get Local program. There are some other outstanding organizations here, though, in our community that do so much good work. And a couple of them this week that I was turned on to, and I reached out to Community Shares of Wisconsin Executive Director Sherry Dubiel and said, Sherry, you know, if I want to talk to some businesses, Black-owned businesses or Black-owned organizations that are doing some incredible work for us, who are some of the people you would suggest? And she gave me a quick short list. Now, one of them was Will Green from Mentoring Positives, who is another wonderful member of Dane by Local, but also has done so much with MP. We did feature Will on a previous show, if you recall that. Maybe you recall our conversation about his basketball skills, too, and how he's connected with our youth by basketball and through basketball, that game. But there were a couple of other really great, interesting people that she turned me on to. And I didn't know much about these organizations before. But learning about a couple of organizations really inspired me. And one of them was Inspire Barber College. And Brian Britt, who kind of got that thing up and off the ground, the website is inspirebarbercollege.com. And if you go to that website, you can see, again, it's kind of this mission for finding an avenue, giving our youth an opportunity for a career path, something they can learn, engage in, and also something that will then hopefully keep them, from getting into other activities that maybe aren't great for their lives moving forward. And it's just a way for people to find something that they might enjoy, something they could be good at, be trained on. And he set this whole thing up to have it really set up for youth, but also in addition to young people coming in and learning the skills and art of being a barber through Inspire Barber College, the vision is also to help those that have been recently released from jail to successfully re-enter society with a positive outlook and professional training. So just think about that. I mean, put yourself in that person's shoes for a second. If you've had something go wrong, or maybe you made a bad choice, or something happened, whatever, wrong place, wrong time, all kinds of things can happen in our lives. And you get out of that situation, and you're trying to re-enter society in a good way. Having an organization set up that says, I want you. You are important. I want to help you reach your full potential. I want to help give you an opportunity to do something that, one, you could enjoy, you can help other people, you can serve people, and at the same time, find yourself with some purpose and sustainability and financial stability right out of the gate here. Let's help you get back into society in a very good way. And Inspire Barber College is all about that. They want to help people gain the necessary job skills to begin a career upon graduation, despite having a criminal background. So that's really what it's all about. Now, Inspire is at 44 East Town Mall in Madison. Again, the website is inspirebarbercollege.com. They have an email, contact information, phone number all up there on the website too, where you can reach out to them. Great company locally, great organization. What a great mission behind it. And there's all kinds of information about how to get involved. You know, here's the other organization that Sherry turned me on to. And that was what Aaron Perry has done in our community. And if you don't know Aaron Perry's story, he's done really a lot. I want to come back in just a second. I've got to get this put together and then talk a little bit about what Aaron has done and about his story. Be back in just a second. One of those guitar solos, had to get that in there for you as well as I referenced that. But Aaron Perry is created this organization called Rebalance Life Wellness Association. And I hope to have a discussion with Aaron on an upcoming program too. It's really inspirational to hear what he's done, how he took his life experiences and then decided, I want to help a specific group in our community that is often overlooked or has, there's some barriers there to them achieving their best health, maintaining their health. And so what Aaron did through Rebalance Life Wellness Association was connect with people. He wanted to help Black men. And he said, you know, I wanted to connect with Black men in a place where they're most comfortable and where they're going to be. So he connected his organization with a barbershop. And he created this wellness screening facility right connected to this barbershop in Madison. So people have the opportunity when they come in for a haircut to also get a wellness check. Check for diabetes. Aaron found out in his late 20s that he was diabetic. Didn't realize that at the time. Didn't know what was happening with his health. Just knew something wasn't right. And finally got to that point and said, I want to make it easy for people to detect that early on. Unlike what I went through. So he has created Rebalanced Life Wellness Association. The website is rebalanced-life.org, and it allows people to come in to restore the trust in medicine. He wants to help reduce the health disparities as well for people, but just getting those simple preventative checks, you know, those things that hopefully can help people identify any sort of risk they might be at health-wise, so they can do something about it, so they can take action and make some life changes and improve their quality of life and health. And that's really what that organization is all about. But it's so great. Again, it's connected to a barbershop. You know, the services connected with this barbershop and Rebalance Life Wellness Association include a haircut, free preventative health screening, blood pressure monitoring, the diabetes testing, which I talked about, flu shots, mental health screenings, which are sometimes something people are shy to do and you know, reluctant to do mental health screenings or come to people when they are having mental health challenges. We've talked about that on this program too. And we've talked about that with various DBL functions here, especially with us all going through the pandemic and some of the tolls that it's taken on us mentally. And they also have included insurance enrollment assistance as well. Those are just some of the things that they're offering through Rebalance Life Wellness Association. There's been some stories about it. You know, Aaron got to do an interview on the Today Show as well. I mean, it's gotten pretty big time. But it didn't happen overnight. It did not happen overnight. Persistence, a vision, drive, commitment, all of that is what led to this being a reality. Aaron said he wrote grants for 7 years before he finally got approved some funding for his idea. So think about that. Put yourself in that situation. Something you want to do, something you want to accomplish. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a service helping others. You have an idea. You get told no, 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 no for 7 years, and you keep after it, and then it finally comes together, and look what happens. Pretty remarkable stuff. SSM Health signed on as a primary funder and sponsor of it, and now it just keeps growing and growing and helping more of our Black men in the Madison area with their health and wellness. So, some great local organizations with wonderful people right here trying to improve our community, trying to improve equity, trying to make all of us open our eyes a bit to what's been going on and what is going on. It's not the same for everybody. That's reality. And if your eyes are not open to that yet, they really need to be. Be back in a bit.